for 40 monkeys that escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility in Yemisi. WJCL 22 News' Kyron Naveau live in the Low Country, keeping his head on a swivel with those primates on the run. And of course, this is a public safety alert. Kai, what is the latest on these missing monkeys?
Well, Frank, good morning. So yeah, like you mentioned, 40 monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility. It happened around 9:45 last night, and police are asking anyone to just, if they see them, to stay away. And that's why we're here at the municipal complex here in Yemisi. But here's what police are doing right now to find those monkeys. Like I mentioned, happened 40 monkeys escaped 9:45 last night. And currently police have placed traps all around the area to capture those monkeys. Now, so far, I have no idea what those traps actually look like, and we're trying to get more information about that. But police are also utilizing on-site thermal imaging cameras in an attempt to locate these monkeys. Now, the monkeys are used at the facility for biomedical research. And this isn't the first time those monkeys actually escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility. Back in 2016, 19 monkeys made a break from the compound, but they were all captured about 6 hours later. Now, residents are being asked to lock their doors, lock their windows, and if they see these monkeys, to just stay away and call police. Now, we're trying to make some contact with the local police here to get any update on if they captured any, but so far we have not heard back. Live in Yemisi, I'm Kyron Naveau. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Kai, again, good update, good news. If you see a monkey, if one comes to your door, don't answer it. Call 911. All right, Kai, thanks so much.
Fuck, Belah terus aja. Mau di mana lagi?
Udah belah aja sih.
Ambil lagi terus. Belahnya terus, beralih, lele. Bang, bang. Dari sini tadi. Pelan, bang. Belek, dibelek, lek, dipegang. Nah, dah, ha, gitu.
Enggak
kayak tadi, bang.
Belajar.
Sedikit. Jangan terlalu dalam, bang.
Ah, sedikit lu aja anaknya apa oi? Mati.
Bang, jangan taruh dalam, bang. Nanti kena bagiannya, bang.
Otak
ya. Lagi, Lek. Jembeng, Lek.
As kepala di sini.
Iya. Iya, anak ini alon ke kaki atau sini
Udah,
terus aja, bang. Terus, bang.
Buka terus.
Oh, saya gue nih singgah apa nih?
Singgah apa mah? Apa lama cah?
Lain. Cak obton.
Tiku. Telih orang pecah gue. Telih pecah.
Terus. Ini saya sekolah di mana?
Kalau ini apa di Cindah Sigi?
Iya.
Iya. Iya Cindah Sigi. Iya Cindah Sigi. Cindah Sigi.
I feel like I didn't ask for this, so I think that it's time to show who I am now, and I can't be scared of it.
What are you hoping to get across with this interview?
I want for dog owners to know their animals and be able to communicate with their sitters how they are.
These are the same dogs who you had met a week earlier that you said were lovely.
Yeah.
You know, lovely one week and killers the next. How do you square the two?
Honestly, I'm speechless. They don't change their attitude from the time that I eat them to the time that I go there for the first time.
It's crazy. New tonight and caught on camera, a pack of dogs attack a mother and her three kids outside an Indianapolis daycare. It's not the first time those same dogs have chased down and injured people. CBS 4's Michael Van Skoik shows us the traumatic moments the victims say should have never happened.
Kids are scared. I'm scared. We all feared for our life in that phase.
Daycare pickup turned terrifying in a matter of seconds for Mother Savandria Houston. Screams and barks rang out as more than a dozen dogs circled around her car Tuesday afternoon.
If you've ever watched the movie Lion King, it's like a pack of hyenas. You don't know what to expect. You don't know what's going to happen.
The mother of three was picking up her kids from daycare on the Far East Side when it unfolded. While her 2 and 3-year-old daughters and 1-year-old son escaped untouched, the pack of pit bulls swarming her left their marks before running off.
I'm kicking. The dogs are biting at my ankles. They're biting at my feet. So had it been 20 seconds earlier, it would have been one of my kids.
Houston says she and the kids are still traumatized by the attack. And unfortunately, they're not the first victims of the very same dogs. In fact, homeowners Sarah Cook and Ryan Lesher had an eerily similar encounter 10 days earlier. Nearly a dozen dogs charged down the hill and onto their patio.
We saw two dogs running this direction. We kind of looked out and tried to see where they were going and couldn't see them. Said maybe we should go back in. Maybe they're not friendly. And then as soon as we turned, there's 11, 12 other dogs coming from this direction. And we're just bombarded.
The dogs bit Ryan on the arm and Sarah around her torso, leaving behind blood and puncture wounds.
We're two grown adults and we were just a couple feet from our door and people could have been killed. It could have been a lot worse.
There have been 4 police reports filed against the dog's owner since May. The owner was also charged with several ordinance violations. A few resulted in fines. Neighbors also say animal control picked up the dogs yesterday, but both families say something else needs to change too.
Something's got to be done. There's no reason someone has that many dogs in their backyard.
Both families say Marion County needs to limit the number of dogs a person can have so incidents like these don't happen again. We also tried to contact the dog's owners, but the property was fenced off. In Marion County, Michael Van Skoik, CBS 4 News.
Damn!
What is that? What are they cooking? Is that a mouse and a cat? Oh, hell no!
Yeah!
Good job.
Goat.
I know, look at that white goat. Oh, they are so cute. I know, look, there's a black one.
Black one.
Goat.
Oh, here he goes.
It was for them, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well. Ah, so gelukkig naar beneden.
Thank you.
Даш, не подходи, может, ему это не нравится.
Уходи, уходи, уходи.
Come on now.
Hold on, Maggie. Hold on, buddy. Hold on to him.
Oh my
goodness. It's beautiful.
Very pretty snake. Come on, the toilet python.
Wow.
Don't worry, I'm funny.
What are you doing there? It's only about like 2 meters.
Oh, it's a good size, yeah. not what you want in your toilet.
Is that like the average size of that sort of python?
It's not super huge, but it's good size.
Wow.
сработало четко. Все.
Damn! 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 Damn